Well, one of the things I'm working on right now, I've got a couple things going, but one of them is actually a book on the inspiration and authority of Scripture in a time where more and more even believers are questioning, you know, can I really rely on Scripture? And there's massive reinterpretations of traditional doctrines, you know, what did Jesus really say about hell, and what did he mean, and is everybody really saved? You know, there's a Christian universalism idea going around now. It's getting increasingly popular. And of course, if we could all take a vote on everybody, would we like everybody to be saved and everybody to go to heaven? I think, you know, we'd be in favor of that. But of course, that's not what Scripture teaches, but that's what a lot of people are saying. So part of what I'm doing in this book is not only trying to reinstill a greater confidence in what Scripture actually says, but also to try to ward off some of the freedom that we seem to feel to reinterpret Scripture to say what it clearly does not say in order to kind of get ourselves off the hook. Because, you know, our lives would be more pleasant too. I mean, we wouldn't have to worry about boldness in sharing the gospel if people don't need to hear the gospel. So that's one of the aspects of the book.